Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking California Wine Country is open for business.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
Hey there, welcome to another travel edition for Millennial Money. So 2017, it's kind of felt, you know, at times of the year of the disaster, you know, from hurricanes in Texas and Florida and the Caribbean, of course, that is majorly, you know, devastated, even Puerto Rico, of course, earthquakes in Mexico, you know, and of course, we've had wildfires all around the country. But here in California, we really got hit by major wildfires, especially up in Northern California and Sonoma County and Napa and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, just like devastating. It's just been devastating, I think, to watch the news lately. It feels like every day there's something more and more horrific. So you're kind of thinking, like, what is left to happen in 2017? That's a scary thought to think about.
Well, funny enough, too, that all these places that we kind of mentioned, or many of them, they're open for business. And what we're going to focus on this episode is the California Wine Country, and they are open for business and want your business. And I think there's been some misconceptions of like how disastrous these fires have been, that they wiped out, you know, so many or many of the wineries, and a lot of them have been affected. And if you look at some of the news reports, you know, neighborhoods were completely wiped out, you know, of fire just kind of raced through there, you know, as well as, like I mentioned, the hotels actually even burned down and stuff like that. But there are so many more that are open, so many more wineries out there. You know, California Wine Country really needs tourist dollar. That is the bloodline that they survive on. And they really need people to actually start booking, you know, stuff out there and going out there. So, you know, so that's what we kind of want to focus here this episode.
Yeah. And, you know, I think California wine country is an area that a lot of people have on their bucket list to travel to, but, you know, it can be pricey. It can be expensive during certain times of the year. And, you know, I think
this is a beautiful time of year right now to go.
Yeah. And I think what we're talking about is, you know, obviously this has been a horrific disaster, but, you know, if you're wanting to travel to an area like this or any of the areas maybe that have gotten, you know, affected this year, there are deals out there, and these areas badly need tourism dollars to flow into these areas.
Yeah, we're not doing this episode to say, you know, here, take advantage of a disaster, but it just happens to be, you know, this time of year is beautiful to head out this way, or maybe you're going to, you know, think about coming up in 2018, you're planning trips, maybe you're going to give away a holiday trip, you know, to somebody, you know, whatever. But so that's what we kind of want to focus on. This a lot of the information we got here from the news networks up there in Northern California, specifically from the Mercury News in San Jose. They talked about estimated 27 wineries were destroyed or damaged in the fire.
That's a lot of wineries.
That is a lot of wineries. A lot of them had damage are reopening, and the ones that maybe fell to the fires are, you know, planning on being back. But the region, the entire region up there, has 1,200 wineries alone.
Yeah, that is crazy. That is a lot of wine tasting,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, exactly. So most tasting rooms have reopened and vintered. They harvested about 90% of the grapes were actually harvested before the fire struck, and they already were planning that 2017 was going to be – the vintage was going to be excellent this year, whatever. So there's hope for that, you know. So it's important to – even if you're not in California and maybe you see some California wine, buy some California wine.
Really good anyway. You definitely won't be disappointed.
I mean, you know, California wine is literally one of the best, you know, wines – some of the best wine in the world, you know, and it has now won sometimes, you know, as many or more awards than French wines or, you know, Italian wines or something like that. So, you know, this already is, you know, a hotbed, not just wineries. There's some of the best, you know, restaurants, Michelin star restaurants that are up there. Hotels are absolutely beautiful. Literally this time of year, last year, I was in Hillsburg, you know, for a press trip that we did, you know, for Valentine's Day. And, you know, it was absolutely beautiful this time of year. And funny enough, too, that when I was there for that week, there weren't a ton of, you know, tourists or travelers in the area. So I thought it was a really good time of year. The leaves had changed. The weather was kind of beautiful. Rain here and there, but, we had a really good sunny day. So it's just really – you know, it's one of my favorite areas to go in the entire country. I love Northern California.
And I think if you've just been to Southern California or Disneyland or, you know, whatever you might associate with California,
or even San Francisco.
Yeah, you would be, you know, shocked at, you know, the climate difference that is up in that area and just the different look and feel of California that exists up there. I mean, I think it's a really unique place to visit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it just shows also how big and beautiful California is, you know, and it does look different than so many parts of the country as well, or our state, I should say, you know, so yeah.
Yeah, and before we talk about the economics of what's happened with the fires in Northern California and tourism in general into that area,
the weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless, 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary, but now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/etm and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/etm. Go to joindeleteme.com/etm and use code ETM for 20% off. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
Yeah, and you know, there's been a big, obviously, economic effect because of the fires. You know, hotels, restaurants, other businesses were destroyed or somehow affected by the fires, and you know, that just resulted in people have lost salaries. They're going to have to spend a lot of money to repair or to make tough decisions about what they want to do. And you know, like we said, tourism really is the wine country's lifeblood. It is how most of these businesses operate, is having people come in and visit. You know, and many residents and businesses, even those that weren't, you know, directly impacted by the fire, they've been forced out. They had to evacuate. Many of them haven't been able to come back into the area. And so it's definitely changing.
There's a lot of lost wages and you know, stuff yeah, like that too, especially in the service industry.
Yeah, it's definitely impacting kind of the look and feel of that area. And I think people, though, have a real, you know, resilience. We've seen that in any of these areas, you know, Houston and Puerto Rico and all the Caribbean, all of these places where people are, you know, really banding together to rebuild these communities, maybe even hopefully even, you know, better than they were before. But you know, fall is just such a great time to visit this area and make reservations, especially if you're planning on a trip in 2018, because the, you know, all the hotels and wineries and restaurants, they're all doing discounts, promotions, all of these things to really attract travelers. They want you to come visit and stay and experience this area.
Yeah, because I mean, this whole area is not going to be rebuilt, you know, by spring or summer or something like
that.
Oh,
no, it's going to take a long time.
It's going to take a long time. So you know, I think even if you called or, you know, emailed them or something like saying, "Hey, you know, I can't make it now, but I definitely want to come in 2018. You know, I have a birthday coming up or anniversary coming up. Like, you know, this is a perfect place, you know, to go spend, you know, your travel dollars." And
there's so many different types of places you could stay at up there. Everything from, you know, small boutique B&Bs to, you know, larger hotels, to Airbnbs. Yeah. I mean, I've stayed in Airbnb up there. And what's really cool about the area is, it might be impossible for you to cover the entire wine country area. I mean, it's vast, and there's, again, a lot of wineries. That's a lot of drinking.
You have the whole Sonoma area, you have the whole
Napa area, and then all of those little towns in between. Yeah. So, you know, you really can pick like a little area that you want to focus on and then come back again to experience a different area. Because, again, like you start driving and drinking and having a good day, and you know, you're tired.
Yeah, well, I know travelers too, especially people from Europe, will sometimes spend maybe even just a week up there, you know, traveling around the different areas and the different towns, and there's so many, you know, nooks and crannies in the area that you can go to. You know, like we mentioned before, Healdsburg, that, you know, I went to last year, and I've been in Sonoma and Napa and all those places, and I'd never been to Hillsburg, and I absolutely love Hillsburg now. It's, you know, it's like a Hallmark town. It's just
beautiful. Yeah, it's got a quaint square and just totally picturesque, you know?
But they've also, you know, kind of stepped up, and we mentioned so many communities around this country have stepped up and helped out their neighbors. Well, Hillsburg wasn't directly affected, but they were right next to so many other areas and communities that were affected. So, you know, a lot of the Michelin star restaurants were giving out either major discounts, we're talking like $10, $15 meals at times, or free meals to first responders or people that have lost their homes or people that, you know, they're really affected by this. So they had done that, and they're still doing their part. They're also raising money.
I like that because I think that's the way it should be. I like to see that, you know, people are chipping in and doing what they can, and feeding people is a huge way to be helpful.
Yeah. And, you know, and it, even though they're, you know, in this whole area, there's about 1200 wineries, you know, and that's a very competitive, you know,
yes,
field.
There's a lot of competition.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of competition. You know, a lot of what we, not just restaurants and hotels have done this and pitched in and helped out their neighbors. The wineries are. The wineries are banding together and saying, hey, we're going to help you, you know, brother on brother, grape on grape, you know, we'll help each other and, you know, and get back on your feet because they need them to survive too. You know, it's great to have that many choices up there, you know, and so yeah, you know, absolutely. It's great to kind of see that people banding together when something like this happens. One of the other thing too, the research that you did, one of the iconic Michelin star restaurants actually has availability where they don't always have availability.
Yeah, I've kind of always wanted to go to French Laundry. I love Thomas Keller and his other restaurant, Bouchon, which is one of my favorites, kind of takes me back to France. So the French Laundry, yeah, you can almost never get a reservation at this restaurant. If you're a foodie, you know about the French Laundry. But they actually have openings in November and December now. You know, so, I mean, gosh, if you're wanting to try that restaurant, like, I would hop on it because I don't think that's going to last very long. And the cool thing is the proceeds are going to the fire victims. So you're having this amazing meal and you're helping out everyone in the community.
Yeah. Well, I think that's mainly due to that. A lot of people did cancel. A lot of people had to cancel their plans.
Sure.
When the fires were obviously raging. Now we're about a couple weeks, you know, past that. So I think people maybe had canceled their reservations and, you know, just travel plans, period, to go to the area. But what, you know, what we're saying and also these areas, and they also reached out to us, you know, Visit California and the different areas reached out to us and said, you know, we're open for business. We want your business. We need your business. And we want to have that, you know, the misconception kind of go away that the whole area is a disaster area. It's definitely not. And
And as a traveler, you know, like we're saying, it's not like you're taking advantage of a particular area, but I think if you're a traveler and you've wanted to go to these places, it's like a win-win, right? So you might be able to get a deal staying there and experiencing the area, but you're also helping out the community. You know, it really is a win-win. And I think it's important to consider going to areas like, you know, Northern California and, you know, Houston and all these other places, Puerto Rico, all these other places that have been affected, because you could really make an impact and, you know, you're having a great trip.
Yeah. And one of the things too, that we're actually going to mention. So we interviewed, somebody from Hillsburg, Carla Howe from Hillsburg Tourism Improvement District, about just how they've kind of done their part. And one of the things we talk about with her is that several also bands, you know, major bands are also from, especially the bands that are from those areas, are doing major fundraisers. And those are coming up in the next month or so. There's several that are staggered out through the next month, but Counting Crows, Train, you know, and some other bands that are joining them on stage too to do, you know, a full on benefit concert, as well as we mentioned too, wineries and restaurants, they're holding fundraisers. So just like you said, you can go travel to these places and then maybe even attend one of these events so that you're kind of almost doubly giving there.
Right.
you know, giving back and stuff like
and
that.
And you're tasting some good food and drinking some good wine.
Yeah. I mean, why not? You know, I mean, of course, you know, so, you know, in addition to, you know, buying California wine and visiting wine country there, you know, so there are many ways that you could help out. As we mentioned here, there's several of them, you know, but we will have the links to these on the website too. So, you know, so we'll have for Visit California, Visit Napa, Visit Sonoma County, and Hillsborough County. We'll have those links on the website, so you can check those out. And if you can't make it out to California now, you could definitely do your part, help out. There's plenty of donations that people need. People that lost their homes and lost everything. You know, not just the businesses aside. People really lost so much up there that you could help out. And you know, and I think it's a good thing these days that we all kind of like pitch in together and help out our own citizens. So so we'll have those links up there as well.
So tell us a little bit about. I mean, you guys have really gone through a lot with the wildfires up there the past month or so. How is it now in the Hillsborough and Sonoma area? And what are some of the things that your community is kind of helping, you know, the surrounding area too, to get back on their feet?
Well, the Hillsborough area, luckily we're blessed. The fire stayed south of us. We did have a fire north of us as well. And several people in the community were evacuated as just an emergency measure, in case the fires did spread, but fortunately they didn't spread. So Hillsborough looks like Hillsborough always looks, like a beautiful wine country town, and we really are glad for that. Our businesses were just amazing. They immediately started, you know, the restaurants started cooking food and taking it to shelters, and the hotels opened their rooms for evacuees and canceled reservations that other people had so that they could take in evacuees. And for about 10 days, Hillsborough was a kind of a resting spot for lots of people who had no place else to go.
Right, right. And is this the first week, too, that the smoke is, you know, kind of cleared and it's a lot better?
The smoke cleared about early last week.
Yeah.
I think the smoke cleared for the first time. We did have a good rainstorm, and that really helped. And the fires are 100% out now. And so the air, it looks like it's going to rain here today. So, but the air is clear. The vineyards are just looking beautiful right now. All the fall colors. So it's really a beautiful time to come and visit us.
Right. I mean, this is one of the best times of year to be up in your neck of the woods.
It is. The days are still, you know, it's still warm enough. It's a great time to be bicycling. But it's cool and crisp in the evening, and it feels like fall. It's just beautiful.
Right. Well, you know, it's, unfortunately, this year has been a big year for disasters with hurricanes and other things like that, you know.
Right.
But what we've seen, I think, in those areas and in your guys' area, too, the community really rallying around the community. But I was really impressed with some of the best restaurants, you know, in the country.
Absolutely.
Really doing their part.
Single Thread, you know, just got 2 Michelin stars. They were making breakfast and lunch for and taking them to the shelter here in town where the evacuees were. We turned our community center here in town into a shelter, and they had about 140 people staying there. And the restaurants here in town, Valette, Single Thread, Brass Rabbit, Chalkboard, these are all really highly regarded restaurants, and they all were cooking breakfast, lunch, and dinner for these people. It was wonderful to see.
Right. And you guys are also, you know, any part of the wine country is so, tourist driven, tourist dollars and stuff that people, it's really important stuff. You know, why is it important, you think, that, you know, in your opinion, that people really need to still, you know, go to wine country, and it's you know, a great time to actually still go there now and keep planning your trips?
Oh, I would say please keep planning your trips, because we're really, you know, tourism is our economic bread and butter here, and it employs so many people and pays so many salaries, and we want to keep people working. We want to keep stores and restaurants open. We want to keep our lodging full. This is our busiest time of the year, and we've just really, there's no reason for people not to come. It's perfectly safe. It's perfectly beautiful. We would love to see you.
Yeah, I mean Sonoma. I've been to wine country several times, but last year I got to go to Sonoma actually at this time of year, and I was blown away. It's like a Hallmark movie set almost, yeah. If you will. And it's so beautiful. I was like, no way, this is my new favorite area. We already did a podcast on you guys too. So you know when you know the fire hits, it's really like, oh wow. It's like you really, you know, don't want a lot of those places to go away. Have you guys had any fundraisers, or are there fundraisers coming up for
this? There's tons of fundraisers. There's a couple of different websites people can go to and donate money, and then Bottle Rock, which is a big festival that mm-hmm. happens in Napa every year. Mm-hmm. They're putting on three huge concerts with name acts. I think Counting Crows is mm-hmm. coming for one, and Michael Franti for another one, and I can't remember who the third one is, but there's three big major concerts happening. The Francis Ford Coppola is, you know, has been donating huge tons of money, and you know, lots of it's really remarkable the money that's coming in to help the victims of the firestorm, which is really wonderful.
All right, so listen, if you score one of those reservations at French Laundry, really, you're going to have to let me know, because I may just join you for dinner. I am so excited that they have spots open and that there are lots of things thriving up in the California wine country region again. And, you know, there are so many deals and promotions right now. So if you're thinking about traveling up there, I would definitely suggest, you know, at least doing a little poking around. Could be an awesome place for New Year's too, right? As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. You can follow Jeff at The Traveling Game on Instagram. And do me a favor, if you love this podcast, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, and head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a review.